Hi, everyone. This is Terry Nazan, and this is my show, Terry Nazan Talks Astrology. And without further ado, I think we're going to talk about all of the amazing transits that are going on. And I know that probably most of you know that I had my little situation in Mexico, and I know everybody's question is, well, Terry, did you see that coming? Well, in actuality, like I've said to all of you before, that whenever you have the combination of the south node and it's touching any one of your planets, whether it's in a hard aspect or a soft aspect like sextile or trine, you just never know what you're going to come up with. In fact, it was the south node in Leo at 19 degrees that was trining my Saturn. And even though we would say that this was a trine, and most of you would come to the conclusion that it shouldn't cause any problems, but the south node in Saturn does in fact cause some very unpredictable troubles. But when I looked at the aspects, I knew that I was going, no matter what happened, I knew I was going to be okay. So I decided to proceed with my trip. And of course, as most of you know, and thousands, if not millions of people know already, that I was detained in Mexico in a little town called Bolidad, searching out the ruins of Ek Balam, which I never did find. And I rented a car that they assured me, and I had insurance, and it turned out it didn't have insurance. But in Mexico, they don't listen to anything that a foreigner says, as I well found out. But on their behalf, I will say that they did treat me very, very kindly. There, you know, and I did meet some wonderful people that, you know, that did like me talking about astrology to them, and they asked me why I was at Chichen Itza and what was all the astrological implications of Chichen Itza, and they were just as interested as everybody else. So I thought we'd talk a little bit about Chichen Itza and the fact that I was there on the summer solstice. And when I went there, I was a little saddened by the fact that still most of Chichen Itza is in rubble. It is just in a state of disarray. It's mounds of just rubble piled up, and so much work needs to be done. So I actually thought that, you know, gosh, this was going to be, you know, my calling. This is, I was going to, you know, get everybody, you know, riled up to get Chichen Itza back together. But no, in fact, I get everybody riled up to don't go to Mexico. So there's always some reason why, you know, why things happen, and I certainly am not bittered or sad about, you know, what happened to me. In fact, I'm always going to try to find the good in every situation. And when something like that does happen, the first thing that goes through, I think, everyone's mind is the people that would be happy that that happened to happen to you. When something bad happens, you always think first, well, who would be happy that this happened to me? And when I thought about that, I could count those people on one hand that would be actually be happy that that happened to me. And the people who would be sad that that happened to me were far, far outnumbered the people that would be happy that that happened to me. So that made me think about, you know, all the good people that I do know and all the people who would never want that to happen to me and all the people who would be missing their horoscopes, you know, if I wasn't there. So it just makes me more want to do a better job for everybody else. So if you want to give the radio station a call and you want to speak to me this evening and you have any questions, feel free to give us a call. You know the numbers. The numbers are right there. So give us a call tonight. The lines are open. I will be taking calls. And again, going back to Chichen Itza, the older part of Chichen Itza, there's a very, very old observatory, which is really an astronomical observatory that I think that everybody would be amazed just to see that in 500 AD that they had built this astronomical observatory. Then I asked myself, they had such wonderful knowledge about astronomy and about astrology. What happened? Why? Where did this knowledge go? Why didn't this country of Mexico carry on these traditions of astronomy and astrology? It just disappeared. So when we have a situation where there is that much knowledge, where even in 500 AD they were building an astronomy. They built an observatory to observe the planets, to line up with the equinoxes. What happened to this knowledge? There had to have been a break, meaning that these people just left. And they never went back, and they, because usually in these old civilizations, this knowledge was actually passed on to people. But here in New Mexico, this knowledge was not passed on. This knowledge just left, and that means that there was a break in the written or oral tradition. These people just up and left and never passed on these astronomical or astrological traditions to their offspring or to anybody, other students, okay? If you have a call for me tonight, if you want to speak to me, give me a call, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, or 530-876-3222, excuse me. If you would like to speak to me and you have a question about what's going on in the planets, because believe me, they're going to get more tense. And like me, you can't hide away in your house, you know, because the transits are going to get you anywhere, whether you're home or you're in Mexico or anywhere you are. The transits are there with us. So, again, we have the south node aspected my own Saturn, and that's what happened. But because I had other good things going on in my chart, it was not a bad situation for me. I was literally treated wonderfully by the Mexican authorities. There were people there who were not in agreement with what was going on with me and stood up for me and got me through this. They did not want to see me upset. They would do anything for me. On a whole, they never laid a hand on me. They never searched my bags. They never looked at me in a bad way. So I have to say that on their behalf that, you know, the treatment that I got was good, and I could only hope and pray that the treatment that anybody in that situation would be just as good, but unfortunately it's not. So if you'd like to speak to me tonight and you have a question for me, give us a call. The lines are open, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Again, we have the South Node at 19 degrees. We have Jupiter at 19 degrees also, so that's a very interesting combination. We have Saturn still at 4 degrees, squeaking along here. I know, and I'm telling everybody, and everybody's just going mad with Saturn just squeaking along so slowly. We've been putting up with Saturn at these earlier degrees since September and October. So some area of your life, you're still, it's in the background, you're still dealing with one same problem or something that is making you sad or tense about. Give us a call. Let's take a look at that. 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756, 530-876-3222. Our lines are open, and you are welcome to give us a call, and you can speak to me, Terry Nazon, live here on the BBS radio stations. We have Uranus just went retrograde today at 22 degrees Pisces. So now we're going to come into a time, which is the summertime, when things move a little bit slower, when we have most of the outer planets going retrograde. So now we've got Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto retrograde. And so this is just indicative of summertime, when people are more in a restful mode and more laid back and just have an easier time of it. So what is that Uranus going retrograde? What does that mean? Well, Uranus is surprising or unusual events. Uranus also produces the energy of anxiety and stress. Uranus also deals with when someone is trying to smooth talk you into something. Okay, so that also is the energy that Uranus can produce. So it's a sudden, unexpected, high energy impact planet. In Pisces, of course, it can be kind of like a smooth operator. When it aspects either Mars or your Venus, this means that you could run into someone who could kind of schmooze you into something or be a fast talker or something like that. Perhaps you have something like that going on into your life right now. If you'd like to ask me any questions about these planets, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Give us a call. Terry Nazan talks astrology, and we're here and we're talking astrology. So it was interesting that now that we have the north and south nodes at 19 degrees, they can be very strange influences, especially, say, if you were born in the year that I was born in, and they're aspecting your Saturn or any one of your outer planets from Saturn on, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, or Pluto, then you could get a little bit of a difficult situation until the energy breaks, okay? So even with the trine, the south node aspecting Saturn is going to bring a kind of a strange or difficult situation into your life, okay? So, but you can't stop living, you can't stop doing anything, and you just have to go on and just make the experience. I'm certainly not going to live in a cage, and I'm certainly not going to live in a box, and I'm going to go out there and I'm going to live. And I suppose it's kind of like the swashbuckler or the, you know, the adventurer in me that just does things, you know, and I just do things on a big scale sometimes, and I just love to make, you know, experiences. I want to experience and live my life just as you do. So you are listening to Terry Nazan Talks Astrology, and we have lots of aspects to talk about here tonight. 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756, 530-876-3222. And just going to have to bear with me because I have kind of lost my voice in the whole situation that's been going on. Getting back a little bit to talking about Chichen Itza and my trip to Mexico, it was fairly interesting to see that all of the temples, the pyramid, the buildings, all were in fact all lined up to correlate with the 4 degrees north, south, east, and west, and they all lined up astronomically to the equinox, to the sun's position. Okay, and it was strange to see that they used sound also, and I kind of got the impression that they would use astronomy. They would use astrology, the timing of events, and they also use sound when they were using ritual. Now, I think sometimes when you have that kind of power and that kind of knowledge and you use it to subdue or to you use that kind of power over people to intimidate, frighten, or scare or control them, that's when you have the downfall of a society. So it definitely... that was definitely one of the things that they did do, is that they did use all of this occult power to suppress and to, you know, scare the inhabitants, not only their enemies, but the civilians, okay? And so that typically is a Saturn thing. You know, I always talk about when Saturn is transiting the 10th house, that can also be the 10th house of downfalls, where you are going to... have at your disposal power that you can use against people, or you can use to control people. So whenever you have power at your disposal, any sort of Saturn power, and you misuse it, there's always going to be a downfall. So it seems to me that that is what happened. They had occult power because they were using the power of astronomy with the buildings that they were all aligned to, the Pleiades, to the equinoxes, and they used the power of ritual, they used the power of sacrifice, and they used the power of timing these events astrologically, and they use it to intimidate, control, manipulate, and to destroy people and other and their enemies. So the natural influence of Saturn would be a backlash, and it would cause a downfall of the society in that way. So obviously they were not looking that that these astrological or astronomical influences could also work against them. All right? So there wasn't anything there that, you know, stopped them as to what they would do and what they wouldn't do. So it was using astrology, astronomy, and then human sacrifice during these specific times, you know, to intimidate people. Chichen Itza, the translated name of Chichen Itza is Land of the Wizards. Okay, so you can see that it was known that they had a high level of occult power there. And you know, I didn't feel necessarily anything, you know, heavy influence psychically on the land. I did notice that none of the people there seemed happy, that they were a brooding, almost depressed people. The merchants on the side of the roads had no smiles on their faces. They just were not a happy people. So the energy there was not necessarily an upbeat, happy energy, although the land in and of itself did not have that kind of bad vibration. It was more or less the people, and I don't know if they were picking up a vibration there from being there day after day, but they just were not a happy people. There was a lot of sacrifice. Children were sacrificed into these deep wells of water, and I did feel like those places where the water was, where these people had been sacrificed or thrown in, those places had a very dark energy that wasn't, you know, but it wasn't a foreboding, attacking energy. So if you have a question and you want to ask me a question this evening, give me a call. And it is 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, or 530-876-3222. And you can speak to me, Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic. And we're talking a lot about astrology. I want to get back on track here because as soon as we get into June, July, August, man, have we got some amazing transits coming up. And your life is going to be just as crazy as my life. And I know that I wasn't the only one who had a really stressful weekend. I know that so many of my clients were calling me and saying, oh, my God, that they also had a kind of a crazy weekend. And that's because as we get into having all of these planets moving into the mutable signs, we've got from the back Pluto in Sagittarius. We've got Uranus having gone retrograde in Pisces, another mutable planet. Saturn in Virgo, another mutable planet. And we've got Mars moving into Virgo. I don't even want to think about that. So this kind of energy causes like a real craziness. It's just a crazy energy when you get that many planets in mutable signs, okay? So this kind of fast-paced kind of craziness is also going to, you know, stir things up. And we also had Mars opposing Neptune, so that could have caused a lot of craziness for people, too. So we have a lot to talk about. Give us a call here at 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. You are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. And getting back to my trip to Chichen Itza, it was an amazing, beautiful place, of course. I was a little sad that it was just so unattended to, you know, because I thought, wow, if this place... if these ruins were in the United States, we'd all have volunteer day and we'd dig it out and put it all back together. And so I felt like maybe they were a little bit slow and kind of like taking care of these massive ruins that they have. When you look at the pictures of Chichen Itza, you see the big pyramid, you see the observatory, you see a few other structures. But a lot of it, you see a lot more that is still in piles and little hills of rubble, and that's exactly the way the Spanish found it when they went there. So I thought it was quite interesting that they need to do a whole lot of work on it. The land and the area was just massive, and you can see stones and pillars and carved stones just all over the place as you're walking through it. You can see the little merchants on the side of the road sitting on carved pillars, and you're thinking, oh, man, any museum would want to give their eye teeth for that. So this was an amazing place that was aligned astronomically and astrologically, and yet it fell to such disarray, and that was the misuse of the power of ritual sacrifice and using astrology and the astronomy to do all this with. That's an amazing amount of power, and occult power, and so probably at some point the energy just got too much and they had to abandon it. So give us a call this evening. We are live on the radio and our lines are open, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756, 530-876-3222. And you are listening to Terry Nazon, Talks Astrology, and I thought we'd get into a little bit of what's coming up in the future. You know, we have one more month of Saturn in these closing degrees of Virgo. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means that Saturn went retrograde at 8 degrees in November of 2007. So in order for us to get past in December of 2007, sorry, so we're looking for Saturn to get past 8 degrees, and that's going to be at the end of, not at the end, but July 31st through August 7th. We're going to be coming into some new energy, some new territory. It should kind of put to sleep some of the problems that we have been experiencing, let's say, since November, December of 2007, even before that. So, but as it comes through these very last degrees of its shadow, we are going to experience the intensity of whatever we were experiencing back in November and December. That's just the way it is. There's no escaping the transits. There's no escaping the karma. You know, I have to go through my transits. You have to go through your transits. And just because maybe I have knowledge of it doesn't mean that I get any break in, you know, in not experiencing life. That's just not true. You don't, I don't, and so we all have to experience life, and we all try to make it as much as we can here. So we have Saturn moving through to 8 degrees, and that's going to be in the first week of August when the Democratic National Convention takes place. That's an unusual thing. And then we have Mars entering the sign of Virgo. So we have a strong combination here of Mars and Saturn in the sign of Virgo. And that's going to be a tremendous amount of energy. In some direction, it can be a little bit unstable because Virgo, even though it's an earth sign, it's not known as the most stable sign. It can produce like some intimidation. It can, crisis to crisis, making mountains out of molehills. It's a good energy to start projects with that require a lot of concentration and a lot of energy. So you will have at your disposal a lot of concentration and a lot of energy to get you through. But, you know, on the other hand, if you're not keeping yourself busy and you don't have a big project at your hand, you know, underneath your belt, you are going to be open to the kind of like a crisis energy or this unstable sort of energy. Because remember, the sign of Virgo, the ruler of Virgo is yet undiscovered. It's Vulcan, okay, and it's a very high nervous energy type crisis to crisis, almost like a disruptive energy. So we need to know that, and we need to be aware that the month of July starts this very intense time period when the outer planets are retrograde, so they're out of the picture, they're weakened, okay? Remember we spoke about when planets go retrograde, they're actually out of the picture. Their influence is less, so the stronger influences are going to be Mars and Saturn, both in Virgo, very powerful, very strong combination. And then we have, of course, Venus in Cancer in Leo, which is all right. That's great for the feminine energy now. And then we have the Sun in the sign of Cancer. So a lot of heart chakra energy opening up here, a lot of warmth, a lot of caring, okay? If you need courage to approach somebody, this is going to give you the courage to approach somebody, okay? So this is going to be kind of a touchy-feely kind of month where strength is going to be admired and needed, okay? So if you would like to talk to me, give me a call. I know it's been a couple weeks since I've been on the radio, and we're slow going here. 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756, 530-876-3222. Give us a call. You are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology, and I am Terry Nazon. And I've had a very interesting week visiting the ruins of Chichen Itza in Mexico and getting detained in Mexico and held for ransom for $7,000. being with my very charming captors, I must say they were very charming and very kind, but they were nonetheless captors. So it was a kind of like a strange situation to be in, it did happen, and I would only wish that if it happens to somebody else that they would be in the hands of kindness, okay? So obviously they have some things to work out there down in Mexico, and I would say that, until maybe they can change the way they do things, it probably is not going to be a very good idea to go down there. I know, it was a sort of a surreal situation to be in because they kept asking me, "Oh, you're probably not going to want to come back and visit, are you?" And I'm thinking, "Are you really asking me that? You know, that's kind of a strange question." And they would ask each other, "Oh, she's not going to come back," you know, in sort of a really a regretful way that they almost were regretting that, you know, they knew that because this thing had happened to me, now I'm not going to want to come back there anymore. Nope. And at one point, they actually brought in some government officials and about 10 of them around my table and asked me not to give Mexico bad publicity. And I said to them, "Well, I can't really encourage people to come to Mexico now, can I?" And I said, after what's happened to me on my first trip, and they said, "Well, we were nice to you and you liked us, so just don't tell people not to come to Mexico. Don't give Mexico bad publicity." And I said, "Well, you know, you took a lot of money from me." And they said, "Well, that money wasn't really important to you." I said, "Oh." So they are at least concerned that they're going to get some bad publicity from this whole situation that I went through, but still, they didn't give me my money back, and they were determined to take the money from me. There was just no way out of it. They were going to get money from me, no matter what. So I hope you never find yourself in that kind of situation. I hope Mexico grows up. I hope Mexico changes, because you can't be part of these Americas and not change. And I know that there's many countries down there in South America that this kind of situation does happen all the time. So we need to be more aware and less naive about it. Certainly, I had heard that these things happen, but could never imagine that it was going to happen to me. So we must be very careful, traveling in Mexico, in South America, and these countries need to grow up. They need to realize that they're part of the Americas. And, then they can't you can't open your doors as a tourist destination and treat tourists this way. It's just incredible. So if you have a similar situation that you'd like to share with us, or if you have a question about your chart or your life, give us a call at 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756 or 530-876-3222. This is Terry Nazon, Talks Astrology. We are live on the radio this evening. My voice is a little shot because I did have kind of like a little bit of laryngitis from the whole situation. So give me a call, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756, 530-876-3222. Terry Nazon, Talks Astrology. We are live on the radio this evening. And we're talking about a lot of things. We're talking about the aspects that are coming up in the future and how they're going to affect you. Mars and Saturn both are going to be in the sign of Virgo, just as Saturn is leaving his shadow. So we need to take a look at that Mars at 8 degrees, since that's the point of Saturn in its shadow, and that occurs on July 15th. So that could be a pivotal time here. Remember, we've got two eclipses coming up in the month of August. That's why this summer is going to be hot, hot, hot. And lots of funny business could go on from July and August. So I need to prepare for this. And I know that many of you, like myself, also had a strange weekend. So I know I wasn't the only one who had a strange weekend. I know many people did. So give us a call at 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. It's Terry Nazon, Talks Astrology, and we are live on the radio this evening. And we'll try to keep it up. I know I had a few weeks that I'd lapsed there, but we will keep it up this week. Mars, Saturn in the sign of Virgo, just as Saturn is moving out of its shadow. Now, Mars has a 2.5-year cycle, and Saturn's coming out of its shadow at 8 degrees, and so this is going to be very strong. So as Saturn is moving us through some of the stuff that we've been going through since September, October, November, right at the stationary retrograde point in December of 8 degrees, Mars comes through, and you know Mars has a lot of energy, a lot of explosive energy, especially in the sign of Virgo, and it's going to, you know, kind of like combust a lot of situations that are going on in everybody's lives. So it's going to be a very fast-paced, very fast-moving month of July, especially in the mid July 10th through the 15th. We have the north and south nodes, which we have to watch very carefully because I cannot stress how important it is to watch the north and south nodes. I mean, people don't, you don't hear a lot of astrologers talk about it, and really that they should. The north and south nodes can cause a lot of havoc, whether they're in a strong aspect to your planets or whether they're aspecting your planets in a soft aspect. It doesn't matter. It's still going to bring in some sort of situation that is going to require an adjustment. So, you know, so it is going to have a difficulty. So we have the entire month of July, we have the south node and the north node in at 18 degrees. And it stays at 18 degrees even through August. All right, so this is quite special, and it remains at 18 degrees for a very slow-moving time. So tells us that 18 degrees is going to be a very, very important a degree to look at. 18 degrees Leo, 18 degrees Aquarius. So what did we have there in 18 degrees before in Leo? We had Saturn a year ago at 18 degrees Leo. So that is going to be another important aspect that we need to look at. So when you want to know how an aspect influences your chart or how it influences your life, then you have to look at, well, what was at that degree? What was at that sign before? And so we had Saturn at 18 degrees. In fact, it went over 18 degrees about three different times back in 2006, 2007. So 18 degrees Leo, if you have anything at 18 degrees in your chart or 19, you need to look at those aspects very closely, and you need to decide how that's going to affect you or find out. So you can give us a call at 888-815-9756. We are live here on the radio this evening, 877-876-5227 or 530-876-3222. And you are listening to Terry Nazon live, Terry Nazon Talks Astrology on the bbsradiostation.com. And I am available for private consultations and private readings. You can go to my website, www.terrynazon.com, and you can get your free natal birth chart there to follow along with us as we're talking about astrology. You can call me for a personal consultation at 888-334-7785 or visit the website. We have 9 million visitors per month who go to the website, so 9 million people can't be wrong. And remember, it's your only place to get names, dates, times, and places. If you haven't gotten your free natal chart, I encourage you to do so. Going to a free site to try to do it yourself is always, you're always going to end up with a miscalculation, or it just might not be correct. So we give them away free. We always have, and it's a good place to get it. If you'd like to speak to me tonight, give us a call at 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756 or 530-876-3222. You are listening to me, Terry Nazon, live on the radio, and we are talking this evening about the upcoming aspects as we're getting into the summer months, because Saturn is just finishing off these degrees just before he moves out of its shadow, meaning it takes it goes into some new territory, bringing, a new set of problems perhaps, a relief of old problems perhaps, yes, all of the above. So we have to be aware of what's going on when the energy gets a little tumultuous here. Okay, so sometimes when energy is breaking apart, it has to reach a culmination, and like a volcano, it's pressure, 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 and then it just explodes. And so that can be a release of energy, you know. So when, you know, when the pressure is building in your life and then it just explodes and it kind of releases it, it kind of opens it up. And so sometimes that's what this energy in Virgo, in the sign of Virgo, can do. So we have Mars entering Virgo. We have Saturn in the sign of Virgo coming out of its shadow. Mars crosses over the 8-degree mark, and that's when things begin to change, right around July 15th, and we start seeing our way out of old problems and closing the door and then looking on to new situations, new conquerors, new challenges for us, okay? So a lot of these things are coming up this year. You know, we can't always control everything in our lives, okay? Nor should we try. That would be a horrible way to live, because then we wouldn't have good experiences. Just like my experience in Mexico, was it a horrible experience? And as far as money was taken from me, yes. Yes, it was, you know, because I'll never see that money. But, you know, it's money and I have my life, so, you know, but the people that I met some wonderful people who, you know, even when they had to go and they had to, you know, go home or whatever, that they were very sad to leave me. And some people even, like, in tears more than I was, crying that they had to leave me. So I had a lot of women who were around me. I was, you know, I was never, you know, by myself. I was never, like I said, none of the police officers ever asked me for a dime. And they never mistreated me, so it was all right in that respect. Hi, we have a caller on the line.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, who is this?
This is Sally.
Hi, Sally, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm fine, how can I help you? Well,
first of all, let me tell you I'm very excited that you're back.
Oh,
and
thank you.
God will bless you all the time.
Oh, darling, thank you very much. What's your birthday?
Yeah, January 25th, 1966.
Okay. And how can I help you this evening?
I went on interview June 19th, and I did not get the job.
What, you went on an interview and you didn't get the job?
No.
Okay, that was, what kind of job were you looking for?
In accounting and auditing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember that you didn't have, you also haven't been to work in a while, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so, well, let me see here. So, have you got any other interviews lined up?
No.
All right, so let's take a look. Well, you know, Uranus just went retrograde today. So, it feels to me that you are going to have another interview come up. I want to say in 10 days.
Okay.
All right, so I feel something's going to come up here in 10 days. But you need to continue to keep learning QuickBooks, keep learning all of those accounting programs, all right?
Yeah.
Because you have to show everybody that you're getting up to speed in all of this, all right? I still think that you definitely have these opportunities. And the reason I'm saying that you have opportunities to go back to work is because Pluto is retrograded back in the sign of Sagittarius, and it's almost in a sextile to your Mars. That rules work, all right?
Okay.
Your Mercury is in Capricorn, and so this is also telling me Jupiter is in Capricorn now, too. And so you do have this parallel and the sextile to your working planets coming up. So you're just going to have to, like, keep chipping away at it, keep honing your craft by learning those programs and learning, you know, more about your line of work, okay? And this might even be a good time for you to think about, do you want to go back into accounting?
That's what I was thinking. Do you think I'll be a successful real estate agent?
Well, that's what I'm saying to you, is that, you know, is this really what you want?
Okay.
It's a good time to kind of, like, rethink in your mind that if you have to take courses and you have to learn something new, think right now what you really want to do.
Okay.
All right? I think that you're a terribly brilliant person. You're very smart. I think you're a quick study on anything. And so the fact that you didn't get that job could be a blessing in disguise. Definitely the planets are aligned for you to get a job. You're being pulled in that direction to get a job, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I definitely think that, you know, do you really want to go back into auditing? Or do you, would you like to do something else? Because I'm seeing that, you know, you also have very good business management skills.
Yes, 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 exactly.
Because you've got that Mercury in Capricorn.
Okay.
So you could manage anybody.
Okay, so I could
all right?
My own
so
business.
maybe even to be like in your own business or in some sort of management position too.
Okay.
Maybe this would even be a good time for you to get your MBA.
Oh, I already have one.
You see? All right. So using your MBA maybe in some sort of business capacity.
Okay.
All right. So don't limit yourself to auditing. You know, open up more now.
Okay. So I'll be if I do my own business, I'll be successful too.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You probably would work harder too because it's your own thing because of the Mercury in Capricorn.
Okay.
Mercury in Capricorn. When it's your own thing, you really work hard at it.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, and since last week you mentioned that the stars are going crazy, suddenly I've been having this bad fight with my, you know, husband. Suddenly out of the blue.
Out of the blue, right?
Yes.
Yeah. When did that start?
Around June 20th.
Exactly, this weekend.
Yes.
Everyone's been telling me that
up to Saturday afternoon, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Friday night, yes. And it's going on, and I mean, you know, it's like, and like you said, it'll go on till August, right?
I feel that this kind of like crazy energy is going to be with us through August, okay?
Okay.
And it could kind of reach a culmination right in mid-July, right around July 15th.
It could calm
absolutely.
Down.
Absolutely.
It'll calm down a little bit.
So, yeah, but sometimes, you know, you just have to, like, you know, when you're under bad aspects, you just calm down, keep yourself calm, and just know, just always knowing that everything is going to be okay will just get you through it, you know?
So there's no divorce or anything? Do you see anything?
No, I don't see any divorce there for you.
Okay. All right.
All right, darling. Thank you for calling.
Oh, darling, I'm so glad you're back.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Wonderful hearing from you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. Hi, I'm Terry Nazon. You can give us a call at 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, or 530-876-3222. This is Terry Nazon Live. We are broadcasting live on the BBS radio stations. And I am back from my long journey to Mexico. And if you need or want a private consultation with me, you can always go to my website at www.terrynazon.com, or you can give us a call directly at 888-334-7785. I'm always available for consultations. And like Sally was saying, you know, that weekend of the 20th, across the board, it was hot. It was hot to handle. And, you know, you just have to know that when these things are coming, there's always going to be a transit that's going to protect you. There's always going to be a certain amount of energy that's there, but also that, you know, things could get a little crazy with that Virgo energy, especially in July. We have got Mars moving into Virgo, and we've got, you know, still have to deal with that Saturn in Virgo. So that is that combination is a very potent combination. That's a high-energy military combination. That's very masculine. That's very strong energy. It's the kind of energy that you need when you have to, you know, tear up your kitchen or, you know, clean the entire house. Hi, we have another caller on the line. Hi.
Hi, Terry. It's Priya.
Hi, Priya. How are you?
Good, Terry. Good to have you back. I mean, love your show.
Thank you. And how can I help you this evening, Priya?
Terry, it's just, if possible, you know, if you can tell me what's going on in the area of just romance, because it's just very tumultuous, stagnant and yet tumultuous at the same time. It's just old stuff, I guess, that's not moving forward.
Right. Give me your date of birth.
October 1st, 1973.
Okay. Well, you know, in one respect, it could be, you know, that Saturn is just, you know, is still in the same degrees it's been in since October, September. You know, it won't be into any new degrees We don't start feeling the new energy until about July 15th when Mars gets involved, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So between July 15th and August 1st, we got to finish up things real quick. You know, that's when everything's going to hit the wall. That's when everything's going to kind of come to a head. Give me your date of birth, October 1st?
Correct, 1973.
Okay, let's see. So you have a nice, your sun is in Libra, your moon is in Sagittarius, and so that's
Is my moon in Sagittarius? I believe it's in Scorpio.
Oh, what time are you born?
12:15 a.m.
Okay, because I don't have your chart up. I wasn't going to ask you your last name on the radio. What's your last name? Give me the first three letters of your last name.
C-H-I.
Okay, let me look up your chart. I'm just, when I'm on the radio, I just use the ephemeris, so it doesn't,
okay.
The moon sign is always going to be off when I do that a little bit. All right.
Okay.
So I know you've gotten readings with me before.
Yes.
Okay. T-H-I, and you're Priya, right?
C-H-I, yes.
Oh, okay. Let me find you. All right.
I mean, that's okay. I don't want to take up too much of your time, Terry.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm doing it for you because you know I love you.
Oh, very mutual. I knew something was amiss when I went on your website and, you know, things weren't really happening. So,
yeah. It was an experience, I'll tell you that much, you know. All right, so you've got, your sun is in Libra and you've got your Pluto is very close to your Libra sun.
Yes.
So you're a powerful Libra, all right? You're not going to be as superficial as some Libras are, so you're a very powerful Libra. And of course, relationships are so important to Libras, and when they're not in a good relationship, man, are they off balance, you know?
Yes.
Just can go crazy when you're not happy in your relationship,
absolutely.
Correct?
Absolutely.
So it's very important for you to find that 50-50 relationship, that sharing, caring relationship.
Yes.
And I have no doubt in my mind that you will do it, okay?
Okay.
I feel that, you know, it's just gonna take a little bit of time because you are a person who gives way too much.
Yes.
You're a very giving person. You spoil and you're overprotective of people who come into your life and people you love.
Yes.
You know? And so, in that respect, that's probably what's happened here. You have spoiled your boyfriend and you've been a very protective, always taking his side and, you know, and so sometimes, you know, what happens when you spoil your child? You get a monster.
Yeah.
So it's always hard to undo that kind of, you know, behavior. So
it's just, you know, a certain chapter of my life that begun about a couple years ago is just, I mean, it's not moving and it's not, nothing's going on with it. And yet, I don't know, I just want to see the end of it in the area of romance.
No, and in that respect, you know, it's not over, the end hasn't come, and when there's nothing you can do about a situation, it's best, you know, just to kind of, like, relax with the energy.
Okay.
All right? You know, when I was there in the Mexican jail, or not, I wasn't in the jail, but the judicial whatever,
mm-hmm.
You know, I could have gone crazy, I could have told people off, I could have, you know, but I didn't. I said, no, this is just a test of my patience.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sat there, and as one day went on, and whenever I would get upset, I said, nope, this tested my patience. Be more patient. You understand?
So, I mean, Terry, when do you kind of,
a lot of this stuff is going to start, you know, for you, it, you know, Neptune is aspecting your moon, and, you know, Priya, you're young. You're not, you know, you're still a young lady, and you have, you know, a lot to learn, you know, you are going to be giving too much for a long time, but in some respect, you have a lot of luck in life, and no matter how much you give to somebody else, you're always going to get it back, all right? So this is a karmic condition for you, and it's going to be probably, you know, in one way, shape, or another, the relationship isn't going to be over, but it will evolve.
Okay.
All right? Because it looks to me like you tend to get involved with people who don't want to change.
Yeah, and kind of, I guess, insecure people.
Yeah. So, I know that you want this to change. You can make a change any time you want, but I'm not necessarily seeing that it's going to change. I see it's going to evolve. It's like, you know what? You and this person will grow together.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So it's not necessarily just going to come to an end and that's going to be it. It's going to grow. It's going to change in that way. All right?
Okay. Well, that's very, very helpful, Terry. I guess all's well that ends well, and so I'm really happy you're back safe and sound, and
I know.
You haven't lost faith in humanity.
Nope.
Yeah, that's what matters at the end of the day. So take care of yourself, and thank you.
Thank you, Priya. Thank you very much. And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. Hi, everyone. I'm Terry Nazon. So I just thought I would end my show by telling you a little story that happened to me when I was not incarcerated, but I was detained. So I'm sitting there thinking, wow, this is really great because I haven't had a vacation in a very long time, in about a year. And day in, day out, 7 days a week, I have to listen to people's problems and talk, you know, they want to talk to me about their problems. And so I'm sitting there thinking, well, this is pretty great. You know, no, my phone isn't ringing, my battery had worn out, and nobody's calling me with their problems. So I was sitting there, and then all of a sudden the wife of the chief of police starts telling me all of her problems with her husband, who's sitting right there. And I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, I didn't come here for this. So it was kind of bizarre that everywhere I go, everybody wants to tell me their problems. So you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology, and if you need a private consultation with me, you can give me a call at 888-334-7785 and visit my website, www.terrynazon.com. And I think that is all for this evening because I am losing my voice, and I thank you for listening. And until next week, when we will be getting more in depth about all of these transits going on. Thank you very much.